A judge in Rochester issued a restraining order Friday that will at least temporarily block any effort to deport a Capital City Rescue Mission chef taken into custody last week by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Capital City Rescue Mission pastor Perry Jones sponsored Kenemo Nagoran in 2011, hiring him to work at the mission so that immigration officials would grant Nagoran a stay of removal, giving him employment status. The stay was in place until last week. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple spoke Friday.
He's a husband. He's a friend to many. He's a beloved chef right here in this building who does God's work and cooks roughly 800 meals a day for the needy in our great county. Kenemo was doing everything he was asked to do. He was following all the stipulations imposed on him by ICE. He was checking in. He was mentored by our great pastor, Perry Jones. He was working full time. He was paying taxes. And again, he was checking in, doing everything he was supposed to do. But when he checked in the last time, he was detained. He was shipped to my facility, where 5 hours later, he was taken away and shipped 5 hours away to Buffalo.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan told the gathering she was trying to control her, quote, Irish temper.
We can do all that we can to make Albany a sanctuary city, and this is an example of why it's important. People who are here doing the right things for the right reasons should feel safe here. Kenemo, who has given his life and has made it his vocation to serve people like he formerly was, who are homeless, went to an appointment, and he didn't come back.
A 7-lawyer strong pro bono team is working to secure Nagoran's release. Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat like Sheehan, is working on it as well.
Rather than focusing on criminals and terrorists, we have been ripping apart families and putting children in cages at our borders. That is unjust, it's unfair, and speaks to the urgency of reform. Now, with this situation, I think it really defies our American values and all for which we stand.
Sheehan says most of us are descendants of people who immigrated to the U.S. in search of better lives.
People in Washington are talking about a wall instead of talking about human beings. So I use this as a platform for Kenemo, but also to call on our federal government. Get this right. You represent us. Do your job.
Nagoran's wife, a U.S. citizen, says the couple have been approved for a visa petition, which has been pending more than 2 years. Lisa Pepper Nagoran.
Kenemo, he had fought in a civil war in the Ivory Coast. And when the civil war started again in the early 2000s, that is when he left. So that is why he came to the country, and that is how he became homeless. So he's not homeless. He has a large family there, he hopes. We do not know if they're alive or not. He has not been in contact with any family there. But we are hopeful. He has 6 older sisters, and his mother was still alive when he came here.
Nagoran's attorneys noted restrictions make it difficult for them to communicate with him during his detention, but vowed a fight for him to be allowed to remain in Albany. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.